Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okay, if I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Yeah, you weren't wearing makeup.
The full story is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and at her fullest and her best, Jennifer Horn with the full story. Rich McFadden, oh, hi. And Kenny Kessler here on the air. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court decided that same-sex marriage was a constitutional right in all of our states. But a county clerk in Kentucky has refused to issue marriage licenses to these couples. The background information, for those of you who want to get rid of the hysteria, and that's part of my problem here, I've been a little hysterical about this. Bottom line, ruling means that no government official, county clerks, anybody, can deny same-sex marriage licenses. This county clerk has said her religious beliefs go against that ruling, so she stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether. Four couples have sued her. Judge tried to force her to issue licenses. She said no, appealed. Supreme Court said she was wrong, not an option, issue the licenses. Yesterday she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm acting under God's authority, and that's where the problem is. This is the first major standoff since the Supreme Court had their ruling on same-sex marriages. So this isn't the end of it by any stretch of the imagination, but it's becoming now pedantic, repetitive, and all about her, and it ought not to be all about her. It's not about her, her religious beliefs. It's about the law. I think I just wanted to sort of reassess it in a way that seemed to be cool, calm, and collected. That's what's going on. That's what the issue is. And that's the explanation of where it is at the moment. Where does it go from here? Who knows? I would like to have the Pope weigh in on this. What do you think? The Pope's weighing in on all kinds of other stuff. Let's Pope's discussion of abortion, right? Mm-hmm. He said, quote, the forgiveness of God cannot be denied to one who has repented. If you ask for forgiveness, if you had an abortion, ask for forgiveness, you should be given forgiveness. And I believe that you have been forgiven, if that's what your belief is. It's kind of a strange thing.
That's a huge shift for the right. Catholic culture, because kids that are brought up in Catholic school are taught to believe abortion, wrong. No turning back from that. Mm-hmm. So interesting. I mean, this is a huge shift.
Yeah. Well, in a manner of speaking, this is unfortunately my read on it. It may not be popular, but that's OK, because a lot of my reads on things are not very popular. I believe that people say that the Bible is the word of God. Everybody speaks in a manner of, if you understand or you think that we all come from a creator or a power that is greater than we are, then all of our words, all of our actions, for whatever the reason we can't understand why there is murder, mayhem, maladjustment, mistreatment, mental disease, all the things that are seemingly wrong with being a human being, why do we have these problems if there's a beneficent God? And you can look into the Bible and figure, okay, well, where did this all come from? Some people say it's the word of God. I think we all are speaking the words of God, frankly. Men wrote the Bible. Men interpreted the words that came from who knows where. Remember, it took 400 years to put the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the fold in the Bibles that were printed. And there were, by the way, many more Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Johns, the same sorts of things that were scrutinized by the early bishops, and they didn't like some of the things that these other people said or recounted, so they only put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into the Bible. That was all about men and the discretion of what was written and said. It's all about men and what they say, and that's what all of this stuff is about. All about men, literally in this case, trying to control what other men and women do with their lives. That's what religion is all about. So the only thing that I find...
It's Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Way.
Doug at DougSteffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougSteffen.com.
Facebook.
Thanks for spelling it, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook / good day. Anyway, the Pope is, this Pope happens to be, fortunately for most of the people who believe and who want to have somebody that is inspirational, he's the kind of guy that we're talking about. When we look at all of the problems in the world and we say, how has leadership become so weak? Here's a guy who is a leader. I don't care that he's the leader of the church. He sets a good tone. He sets a positive image. His job in this circumstance was narrowly focused or narrowly interpreted by the people who have been there before him. He's broadening it out. And by the way, he did not seek this job. He was asked and encouraged and voted in. He did not go around trying to get the people who would be voting to vote for him.
Is he like Trump?
That's a great question. Maybe a little more finite, or maybe a little more refined. Maybe the word I'm looking for is refined.
But he says what he thinks.
Onto the issues. Yes, he does.
He does what he wants.
Yep, good point.
And does he care what people think?
Not much. Doesn't appear to me. A lot of Catholics.
Can you believe he's popular?
What do you think?
Yes,
never mind.
Because he's changing things.
Doug at DougStefan.com. What do the Catholics think of this? There are many dyed-in-the-wool traditional Catholics.
Yeah, the conservative Catholics don't like
anathema to
them. Catholic attendance in Catholic churches is up.
Well, of course it is, because this guy's bringing him in, because he's got something to say, and he's telling the priest to, you know, be relevant. Be relevant to what's going on. He's a good, scratch good, he's a great leader of men. And this is what we need in politics, in religion.
He has political courage, which is one of those things that I've been looking for with, you know, people that are leaders.
Right.
But I think what he does more than anything else, and sometimes I don't agree with what he talks about. I don't know how I feel about the whole abortion thing, but he gets people talking, and that's been missing because the Catholic Church has been scratching their head about how to bring young people into the church. And the people before him were not doing it by just going along with the old, you know, the old status quo.
Here we go.
This is.
Here you go, though.
What?
CatholicNews.com. Pope Francis' appeal not measurable yet in church attendance, according to a Pew Research poll.
Yeah.
And this is as of, oh, this is last year. So.
Kenny, you're a good Catholic.
Well, nice of you to say.
Well, I think you are.
Regarding this whole abortion thing, the Pope is not saying that abortion is okay.
Right. He's saying you'll get forgiveness.
Right. Yeah.
What he has said is that this is an agonizing decision that a woman has made, and it bogs them down and weighs them down for their life. And if they are looking for forgiveness, then he's authorizing priests to give that to them.
Instead of just chucking them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Like they would with divorce or this previously.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, I've had this conversation with people that I'm close to. If you got pregnant and didn't want to have the baby, what would you do, Jennifer?
It would never be an option for me.
Mm-hmm. You'd bring it to term.
I would have the baby. If I really couldn't take care of it, I would give it up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, I mean, for me, morally, I could not live with
myself.
Do you
know women who have had an abortion?
Yeah, actually, I think we all do, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all know the same person that has had one.
Probably.
I can't say that that I know in my social circle anybody that's had one. I had a friend who came very close and at the last minute decided she'd keep it. And now she's happy and got three kids and so happy she made that decision. For me, I couldn't live with myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richie, you and your wife ever had this conversation?
I adopted a little girl.
Yeah.
So, no.
And Kenny? You were beyond childbearing, when you married into Lisa's family, the kids were older anyway. And that's
We actually talked about having another child when we got married 10 years ago, but it didn't work out, and I can't see it coming up. We've never talked about it.
Well, I think there's something here that is worth discussing, and perhaps there are two or three things. I'm going to tell you from my perspective, the most important part of this, and it isn't just this pronouncement, it's whatever he says, he exercises his authority, his leadership, his intelligence, his bravado, whatever you want to call it. He's an inspiration that the world sorely needs. We need people like that in politics. We need people like that in religion. We need people like that in business. And you don't see a lot of them. And so for him, whatever he says, whatever he does to attract attention, I know he's visiting our country and there's going to be a lot of attention.
Traffic
on
in D.C. is going to be a mess.
But it isn't about him and being the Pope. For me, anyway, I don't care about him as Pope. What I care about is that he says things that are provocative, intelligent, well thought out, and helpful. I'm not perfect. I want help. I think everybody needs help. We're all looking for somebody to stimulate. That's why books are written. That's why, I guess, television shows are done. Movies are done. I mean, some of it's entertainment. Some of it's to provoke.
To finish this one off.
Yeah.
I just searched, what religion is Donald Trump, since we were kind of comparing Trump and the Pope?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
What religion do you think he is?
I would say he would be a Lutheran or Methodist, something like
not
that.
Not too far. Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Because now I had heard that he was going to a Baptist church, though, right? He claimed he was going there, but then they said he hadn't really been showing up.
First Presbyterian in church as of 2012. First Presbyterian church in Jamaica, Queens. He says, I'm a Protestant, I'm a Presbyterian. And he collects Bibles.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah, that's pretty much been known. Interesting fellow. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump.
Bibles and money.
And he keeps every single one of them.
Trump is going to appear on The Tonight Show on September 11th. Jimmy Fallon. Joe Biden will be on Colbert's Late Show as one of his inaugural
guests. He's going to announce there? That would be a big get for Stephen Colbert, wouldn't it?
Other people in the news. Carly Fiorina. The folks.
So glad for her.
What do we call the cable news network? I got to find. I wrote
CNN.
That down. Yeah, no. Cable news, certain news neglected.
Right.
She protested, and they've changed the criteria as well they ought to be because she's number three in the polls.
Yeah, the old criteria was that from July until September, they would take polls and average out whoever had more than 1% would be on the stage. Well, 8 of the 10 polls that they were going to average happened before the last debate, before Carly Fiorina surged. And so she said, and rightly so, said, hey, this isn't fair. I need to, I get to have my time too.
Yeah.
And they actually, they acquiesced, they listened, they changed the rules. And the RNC, I've heard, is not so happy about that because she's not an establishment
girl. Who cares what the RNC says or thinks? I'm tired of these people trying to determine who's going to run the place instead of the people who vote. What'd you say, Kenny?
CNN says last time around after the first Republican debate, there were 16 polls that came out before the next debate. Yeah. So that's what they were anticipating this time. And there have been maybe two.
Chicken pox in the news next on Good Day. It's 45 past the hour.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you haven't watched this show, you've certainly heard of it. It's broken a number of network records.
The show is Duck Dynasty, and Phil Robertson says he can't figure out why people are so attracted to his family.
But the attraction began back in the 1980s. Phil was looking for an outlet for his duck products, so he produced fun videos that became popular among the community of hunters.
Branding expert Liz Goodgold says the family's humor, quotable sound bites, and catchphrases make it memorable and easy to share among fans.
What unique characteristics do you have? Use them to create your own dynasty. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, hits it high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now? Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristóbal, Raul Mondesi.
Raul Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
All right, so trending at DougStefan.com today, the Carly Fiorina story about her spot on the stage. The officer who's being charged in the Freddie Gray death heading to court. CIA Special Ops Forces launching a drone war against ISIS. Let's see where that goes. They'll be shooting those puppies down right and left. And then there is the story from Kansas City. The Royals, Kansas City Royals, have been hit by a bout of chicken pox. The outbreak struck the clubhouse over the weekend.
Crazy,
All-star
right?
Reliever Kelvin Herrera and right fielder Alex Rios. The team has scrambled to ensure the other players are inoculated. It is, at this age, just kind of a crazy thing. Not expected with people who are this age. How many people had chicken pox here as adults?
As a kid.
It's really very interesting. Our poll, by the way, today at DougStefan.com asks that question.
Think about the countries that many of these guys come from and whether they were inoculated.
That's exactly where I was going, Richie. They had not been vaccinated earlier on.
So you like the vaccine? Could you write this down, Rich? Could you write it down?
I didn't say I like the vaccine.
Stop turning
it
around.
I'm just saying that there is... Well, but the health realities are different there. Okay, so our poll today, have you had chicken pox? A, I had it when I was a kid. B, had it when I was a teenager. C, had it when I was an adult. D, have had it twice. E, never had chicken pox. Have you had shingles? That's related.
Ooh, it's bad.
Yesterday's poll, how many times has your computer, laptop, phone, or other device been hacked? 40% said, I've never been hacked. Good luck to you, folks. Wait for your turn.
Play the lottery.
51 after on Good Day.